Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Thank you for all the calls and texts, 402-464-5685. Keep them coming. We are joined now on the Honda Lincoln Hotline by Husker Online's Robin Washit. Robin, good morning. We'll ask the same question we just had with the listeners last segment regarding open jobs in the Big Ten West. What is the better head coaching job, Nebraska or Wisconsin? Is it obvious or not, Robin?
I guess it depends on what you're looking for. I think the program with the higher ceiling, in my opinion, everything is done correctly and all the rope is being pulled in the same direction, is Nebraska. But I think the current state of the job is probably Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin's a shorter rebuild. I think everything is to win now is much more in place than is it Nebraska. But like I said, I think that if you make the right decisions, get the right person and personnel and all that stuff, I think Nebraska has the higher ceiling. So it just depends on how you view things.
When the news came down on Sunday that Wisconsin had fired Paul Chryst, what was your reaction?
I mean, just because I'm not dialed into it, I was surprised. But kind of reading into it more, like it shouldn't have been a total shock. Just seems like that was something that may have been coming a little bit, just with the dissatisfaction about the direction of the program and kind of looking more into it, the parallels between this situation and the Frank Solich and Nebraska situation seem pretty striking. Just the comments being made, the way things kind of turned on a guy that won a lot up there, it just seems like there's a lot of similarities there. So I was surprised at first, but I guess if you were a little bit more dialed into what was going on up there, it shouldn't have been a total shock.
Robin Washit joins us from HuskerOnline.com. Interesting. In your five things that we learned from Nebraska's football press conference yesterday, you touched on Casey Thompson's list of injuries or list of ailments that he's already incurred this year. He said he's already dealt with a left calf contusion, hip pointer, left wrist sprain, AC joint injury, sore jaw, and a shoulder ailment. What goes through your mind when you hear that?
Yeah, a little bit different than hearing about a guy that had a broken jaw. We didn't hear about it until 3 months later. I guess everybody's dealing with stuff. I guess that's kind of what you got to remember. It's not a surprise that Casey's been beat up like that. Just watching the games, he's been knocked around pretty good, especially in that Oklahoma game. I guess to hear it all laid out like that kind of opens your eyes a little bit. But given what we how we've seen the at least the first four games play out, should have been a total shock that he is dealing with some stuff. I think he speaks to his toughness to be able to play through that, and then the fact that he said that the only way that I'm coming off or I'm going to be willing to come off the field is if it's a season-ending injury. So he's willing to play through a lot. He kind of laid out what he's already had to play through. So you got to give him credit there for gutting it out through some pretty notable setbacks. It all kind of speaks to the importance for the rest of Nebraska's offense to figure out how to do a better job to keep him healthy. If they want him to last over the course of the rest of the season, they cannot let him take that type of beating that he's had the first quarter of the season. So, definitely made you pay attention a little bit to what exactly Casey's been dealing with and how much of a concern it is that he's already been that beat up and we're not even halfway point through the season.
Robin, Sip and I were a little bit confused last week why Nebraska was favored against Indiana. Then they proved why, because they won the game by 14 points. Nebraska is favored again at Rutgers on the road. Are you entering this game Friday expecting Nebraska to win and get back-to-back wins, which has not happened in quite some time at Nebraska?
Yeah, I mean, you feel a little bit more confident that they're capable of going out there and winning. But again, this is a program that has not won back-to-back Big Ten conference games since 2018. So this is very rare territory that we're talking about, and especially going on the road and doing it. So if they play the way that they did against Indiana, certainly I would see why they're going to be the favorites. But this is also a team that, you know, putting back two consistent games of football has been very difficult for them for a long time. And so, with what we saw against Indiana, I feel a little bit more confident that that's maybe a realistic scenario. But I'm still in that camp where, you know, before I predict them to win two straight games and win a game of two straight games that they're supposed to win, I need to see them do it first. I need to see that they're able to handle even a sliver of success. Just think back to how many times Scott Frost would say, guys are feeling too good about themselves. It's like, how do you feel too good about yourselves after one win? So will they fall into that same trap again this year? I want to see that first.
Yeah.
Before I get overly confident that even in the game that on paper, I like the matchup. I think Nebraska has a lot of positives in its favor, and that makes sense why they're favored in this game. But there's all those other X factors that have plagued Nebraska for the last 4 years that I need to see them be able to get over before I fully invest in them winning this game.
A factor that has plagued Nebraska in the last 4 years has been subpar offensive line play. Did you think they found something, Nebraska? Do you think they found something at right tackle with the rotation of Hunter Anthony and Bryce Benhart?
Yeah, I think they needed to do something, because just leaving Bryce Benhart out there was, for the entire game, was not working. And so, they kept Bryce as a starter, but Hunter Anthony ended up playing, what I believe, 8 more snaps, at least according to Pro Football Focus, than Bryce Benhart did. And I think that gave him a little bit more stability. And I think it's probably good for Bryce just to be able to, you know, you talk about being able to see the game different. We need to be able to take a few drives off and, just kind of get refocused, regrouped. I think that's good for him, but also it's good to give him a little bit more depth there, get Hunter Anthony some Big Ten level experience to make him a more viable option for when Bryce Benhart struggles. So like Mickey said, I expect that to continue on to this week with that heavy of a rotation, where essentially it's 50-50, if not maybe a little bit more in favor of Hunter Anthony, even if Bryce Benhart's the starter. So yes, I do think that was a positive development, just to give them another option at right tackle, because before that it looked like they didn't really have anybody else. So now Hunter Anthony proving that he can go out there and be a viable backup, that gives you a little bit more options there. And then Brant Banks, too, on the other side. I thought that he stepped up and played well at left tackle after Turner got ejected from that game. So both Hunter Anthony and Brant Banks, you know, the way that they were able to play in that situation makes you feel a little bit better about the tackle depth. And before that, tackle depth was right up there as a kind of a glaring concern, especially in that offensive line group.
Last thing, Robin, regarding basketball, last Friday was opening night. You had Waka Flocka Flame there.
Waka Waka Hawka.
No. What was that?
Please,
nice try.
Please.
Nice try. I think it's always hard to have any takeaways or even things of note when it's a scrimmage, but I guess what stood out most to you, if anything, Robin, from Friday night's opening night?
You know, so here's the deal. It was a practice, and it was essentially a carbon copy of what we had seen just the day before on Thursday. They let us in for the first 30 minutes of practice and like exact same drills. So that particular event didn't do much for me. I'd say the overall.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Theme was that clearly they're putting an emphasis on defense, and I think they wanted to better showcase that with the practice and show all the little things that they're working on with rebounding drills, defensive drills, while also still keeping an emphasis on transition. This is going to be a real interesting combination and recipe that Fred cooks up here, where they want to be this defensive-minded team that owns in on offensive rebounds while also trying to play at their normal Big Ten leading tempo offensively. I'm very curious to see how that comes together, because with the speed in which they practice, the emphasis they put on transition work, combined with all this talk about being a defensive-minded team, crashing the offensive glass and doing all that stuff, normally those two things don't go together. So I'm very curious to see how they blend that into a winning product.
You know who else is very curious?
Yes.
Trev Alberts.
He's watching.
He's very curious.
He's watching. Robin, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Sounds good, guys. See you later.
Good job,
Husker
Robin.
Online's Robin Washington.
Ooh, a lot there. This is a nice time of year, isn't it? We have a lot to talk about.
What's going on? There's no shortage of topics.
No,
right
we
now.
Have a lot to talk about.
You're going into, you have a coaching search for football right now.
We have a coaching search for football. We have one at Wisconsin.
And we'll see what happens with basketball.
See what happens with basketball. We still have a season to play, and there's some hope now. The plot's thickened is what I'm suggesting, right?
Yes.
The plot's thickened with one win. One win thickened the plot at Nebraska. Two losses thickened the plot at Wisconsin. A blowout loss at Ohio State and a blowout loss on the home field to Illinois. That thickened the plot.
Do you think Chris gets fired if they lose a close game against Illinois?
Close game, maybe.
Where they don't have 24 carries for 2 yards?
Yeah, if they win that game, you wonder if he gets fired. Probably
not.
No,
he's not getting fired.
Yeah, I don't think
win.
He can
no
fire. Yeah, I don't think you do that. No.
If they had lost a close one, I'm curious what they do. But, yeah, they got blown out.
Okay, so think about what we're talking about. If they win that game, then they've got Northwestern this week. If they keep winning, you're McIntosh sitting there going, okay, what am I going to do here? because I don't think it's going in the right direction, but they're beating these bad teams.
Yeah, tough to fire a coach when he's winning. Let's play the game. So give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You had a nice win yesterday to get off the 0-5 streak you had from last week.
17-7 is the record.
Yep. Today is, if you like fantasy football, this is for you again. NFL wide receivers, what teams do these guys play for?
Great.
How you feel about that?
Not that good. Not terrible.
You're a big NFL guy, though.
Osmosis.
If you think you know NFL wide receivers, 464-5685. Shut up. Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Trivia. You are 1-0 on the week. You feel not great about NFL wide receivers?
Sketchy.
We're not going back to the 70s here or the 80s.
These are current, see, that would be nice.
These are current wide receivers.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you went to the 80s.
Well.
Or the 70s.
Can't do that today. These are current ones. Guys playing right now.
Why can't you go back to those?
I do it all the time.
Not all the time. Who do we got?
We have Rogan. Like Joe Rogan.
Okay.
Rogan, good morning. How do you feel about NFL wide receivers today?
Pretty solid.
Okay. Oh, are you a fantasy football player?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're in trouble. Yeah. You're in trouble. All right, first question goes to you, Rogan. Here we go. What NFL team does wide receiver Cortland Sutton play for?
The Broncos.
Denver Broncos is correct. Would you have had that, Sip?
No.
What have you guessed for that one?
Not the Broncos.
Smart. Smart. Okay.
No, not smart. It would have been
smart
dumb.
Smart to not say what your answer was going to be. Right. That's what I mean. All right, down one, Zip, Sip. First question. What team does wide receiver Corey Davis play for?
He plays for Seattle.
Nope, he is not a Seahawk. Do you want that one, Rogan, or not?
Yeah, it's the Jets.
Yeah, this is going to be this is rough. 2-0 lead for Rogan for the quick, resounding 3-0 sweep. Rogan, what team does wide receiver Chris Olave play for?
Come on.
The Saints.
That is potentially the quickest game show we've ever played because Rogan did not dilly-dally. It was right to the point.
Good job, Rogan.
You answered the Seahawks right away incorrectly.
Right.
And that was like a one-minute game show. Rogan, well done. We'll get you bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Yeah, if I want to, I'm a K-State fan, so.
Oh.
Thanks, Sip, for the quarterback and the win today.
You're welcome, Rogan.
Good job, Rogan. Really good job. And I would have gotten Olave. Okay, give it the other one.
Thank you, Rogan. What team does wide receiver Christian Kirk play for?
Christian Kirk? Rams.
He's on the Jacksonville Jags.
Has he ever been on the Rams?
No. Cardinals before this.
Okay.
While we're at it, let's see how you do here. Tyreek Hill leads NFL in receiving yards through four games. How many yards does he have through four games this season?
Okay, if he's leading the NFL, he must have 770.
He's through four games. He's averaging almost 200 yards a game, really, to you?
Okay, we'll say. I'll revise it.
Please, God, try again.
Yeah, 540.
477.
Okay.
You know, receivers do have bad games once in a while.
Well, if he's leading the NFL, I figure he's
through four
up
games.
Well, putting up nearly 200. You know, bad guess.
That was a bad guess.
Yeah, and by the way, I said something in the previous segment that I want to go back on a little bit too. I've had this problem today of having to sort of go back on things I say, which is not a good look for anybody. I said beating bad teams in the Big Ten West. I don't think the Big Ten West is bad. I think there's a lot of parity. I think it's even. I think there's balance. I think Northwestern is bad.
I do too. That's a terrible loss for Nebraska.
Right, it's a terrible loss. Yeah. Now, I'll just stop there. I just don't think that I don't think those teams are bad. I don't think Purdue's a bad team. I don't think Minnesota's a bad team. Iowa and Wisconsin are down.
But
Wisconsin might be bad. Well,
they'll probably bounce back.
We'll see. Well, let's see what that Wisconsin Northwestern game looks like. Let's see what Wisconsin Northwestern looks like. That's gotta be interesting.
It might be ugly.
Well, I think it will. It's always ugly. Even when those teams are good, the game's ugly. But will Wisconsin beat Northwestern?
I think so. Northwestern's bad.
Is that what you'd pick right now?
Yes. They're a nine and a half point favorite.
Wisconsin just lost on its home field 34-10 to Illinois. And you say this with great confidence that they're going to beat Northwestern. Why? They just
Northwestern's
got hammered.
Terrible.
They just got hammered by Illinois, Wisconsin.
I know. There's two bad teams. Northwestern's worse. That's why. Northwestern is awful. And that loss is going to be one of the most baffling ones that Nebraska's had in a long time.
Well, I think they were baffled by it, too.
Well,
and I think it knocked them back quite a bit.
People that got fired because of that, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That was after that, but that caused firings, as it probably should have, looking back at it now. So, by the way, before we get to break, I did this yesterday, but I'm going to do it again today. If you want a chance to win two free tickets to SIP Nebraska, yes, that's you, Sip.
It has nothing to do with
Sip Nebraska, either Friday or Saturday. We'll give you two tickets for one of those. Caller 5 right now at 464-568-5 will win passes. That means you get unlimited drinks from wineries and breweries and distilleries all across the state on either Friday from 4 to 10 p.m. Watch the Husker game there, get Rutgers, or Saturday from 1 to 10 p.m. there. It's a fun event at Haymarket Park. And I encourage, if you don't win the tickets, buy your own tickets at sipnebraska.com. But caller 5 right now will win those tickets at 464-5685. We will wrap up things with a spillover next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet-setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.